My name is Elena Mingora. I am 25 years old. Today's April 3rd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Eric Berger, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. So, Eric, tell me a favorite memory of me.
For your birthday last year, we went to iFly in Philadelphia. I surprised you with it, which definitely made things a little happier. I guess you were sleeping in the car and woke up right outside of the building. And I had told you we were going to a cousin's engagement party. So we even had the gifts picked out and you got there. And just the look on your face when you realized where we were going. And we had a blast too.
Okay. So can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life to date?
I haven't had many difficult moments, and I count myself as rather fortunate for that. A difficult time in my life was when my dad's mom, my grandmother on my father's side, she got sick with lung cancer, and just watching her go through that process, and towards the end, I was also working about an hour and a half away, so I couldn't be there for a lot of it. I could come back on weekends, but I still wasn't able to be around as much as I would have liked.
Okay. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
That's an easy one. I'm just going to end up saying my mom and dad. Both of them in their own separate ways and together, seeing their relationship, watching how they interact with themselves, with my twin brother and I, or with other people. Just emulating that, I guess. Picking up pieces here and there. I feel like they've probably influenced me the most.
Like, in which ways have they influenced you differently?
My dad's more analytical, and my mom has better social skills. So
they give you the best of both worlds, I guess.
Exactly.
All right. So what advice would you give to your teenage self?
Slow down. Don't overanalyze. Take life as it comes. And try not to live life with regret. So if there's something you want to do, just go ahead and do it, as long as it's not too bad.
When you say slow down, like, in terms, like, of what?
When I was younger, I feel like I was just always bouncing from one thing to the next thing, and I wasn't really looking at the journey itself. I was just looking at the destination. So there's probably a lot of stuff that I missed, even like my everyday life, just because I was focused on goals, like where I wanted to be, what I wanted to do, stuff like that.
Do you think that you have done that now that you're older, been able to experience and kind of relish in the moment rather than the destination?
Not really, but hindsight's 20/20.
I guess so. Can you tell me one of your happiest moments?
For the longest time, my brother and I wanted a dog, and our parents kept saying no. One weekend, or for a couple weekends, we would go to PetSmart. They had a bunch of dogs from all over who were looking to be adopted. They'd keep them in cages and let people come in, like, play with them, take them for a walk, just to get to know the animals. And we went there for probably like 8 weekends in a row, and we couldn't decide on which dog we liked best. I would like one, my brother would like another. The one I liked was super sick, so I kind of lost that battle for a while. But one weekend we went there and we saw the dog that we ended up getting and his brother. And as soon as I saw the dog that we got, I knew that was the one I wanted. So about 2 weeks later, I went away for a weekend to visit my cousins in Reading. It's about like an hour and a half away. And my aunt was having a party later that day, not the aunt, I was staying with another aunt. So when we went to that party, I saw the dog that I wanted sitting under a tree, and my family surprised me by getting that dog.
Like, what did you feel when you saw that dog?
Ecstatic. I knew exactly, like, I remembered that, oh, I guess there was a little bit more of a gap between when I saw the dog and when we got him, but I remembered who it was, he seemed to remember me, and the rest is history.
He's still around, right?
Yes, he is.
So he's still making you just as happy Now,
even happier.
Even happier. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Yeah, I feel like this may have been covered with what I tell my younger self. Slow down. Stop caring so much what people think about you. It's just wasted energy. Probably the regret thing. Just don't focus on the past. If things don't pan out the way you want to, you just try again or move on.
Okay. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life? Elaborate.
Personally, I'd say I'm proud of my interactions with people. I'm proud of how I present myself. I'm proud of the relationships that I've grown and maintained throughout my adult life. I still have friends from high school, friends from college. I made friends outside of that I still keep in touch with, and I feel like I have a good relationship with most of them, pretty much all of them. As for professionally, I'm proud that I maintained a job this long.
Well, what do you do?
I am an engineer for the state. Before that, I was an engineer for a private company for about 2 years. So I guess I'm proud of how much I can take away from the job, how much I learn on the job, and I can apply that to other aspects of the job and my life. I'm proud of that. I'm also, I am proud of, like, I don't know if this counts as the professionally, but I am proud of my education that I got.
Where'd you go to school?
Penn State, the bachelor's degree in civil engineering.
Very nice.
So I graduated.
So what do you do at your job that makes you feel proud?
Well, working for the state's a lot nicer than the private company. I don't work for a few people to make money. I work for the Commonwealth, the people. So that makes me proud that I can look back at the work that I do and realize that it's for the good of everyone living in Pennsylvania.
Right. Okay. What are you most grateful for?
I don't know if I could pinpoint one thing that I'm most grateful for. I feel like I'm grateful for the gifts I've been given, my family, my friends, my relationship, my beautiful girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Everything that life's handed to me, I'm grateful for.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a good person, or a great person, but I'll settle for good.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any regrets?
Yes. I have a lot of regrets.
Like to elaborate.
I know I have regrets, but I don't know what they are. They're the things that, like, you'll be trying to fall asleep at night and something will pop into your head about what you did or said 10 years ago. Something like that.
Can you give me an example?
I can try. I did fight a lot with my brother growing up, and I feel like that strained our relationship a little bit. Now, from my vantage point, he would fight back. It's not like I would. He would instigate, but I would be the one to bring it to a physical level first. And if you look at us, if you see our interactions, we'd appear to be pretty close, but he's been a little more distant than we were a lot closer, I feel, growing up. And then since then, it's changed a little bit. But that could just be because we both have grown up a little bit and we're walking different paths.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know that you are Catholic and you've been practicing for how many years?
All my life.
All your life. Okay. So what does religion and spirituality mean to you, and what role does that play in your life today?
I base my identity off of my religion and my spirituality. As I've grown older, though, I find that I'm more leaning towards the spirituality aspect of that versus the religion. I realize that following everything that my religion says is not entirely practical, but I still want to maintain that relationship and that bond that I feel like I have had since I was a child. But to maintain that bond, I don't necessarily have to do everything that was written 2,000 years ago.
Well, what do you think has changed? Like, what made you feel like switch from the religion to the spirituality aspect?
I think that happened when I decided, or I came to the realization that tradition doesn't have to rule religion. Mm-hmm. My religion is deeply entrenched or based in traditions, but like I think one of the things that may have done it is I found out that like earlier in the past century there were churches that would only have mass in Italian. They would only say it in Italian or Latin, sorry, not Italian. So just like finding that out, finding other things that traditions that they do, like singing hymns and stuff, it's good. I enjoy it and I participate, but I don't think it's as necessary as that seems. And then once you realize that one thing might not be as necessary, it kind of opens the floodgates and you realize there's a few more things that might not be necessary.
Okay. Is it important for you to pass on your religious / spiritual beliefs to your children, and why?
I would love to, but I wouldn't want to force it on them. I feel like the man that I am today is, I could chalk a lot of it up to my religion. It's gotten me through some hard times, and it's been there for the good times as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like for my kids to have that same aspect of their life to fall back on if they ever need it, to help guide them and help them become the person that they want to be, not the person that they think they have to be or that society kind of forces them to be.
Okay. What if you met someone that practiced a different religion? Do you think that that would be a discussion about, you know, which religion you would want to pass on to your children?
I have mixed feelings about that. Part of me says that, yes, it should be a discussion that me and my partner, hopefully future wife, make. But at the same point, I would want the children to make their own decision, and they couldn't do that to a certain point. So what could we do leading up to that point that wouldn't make them lean one way or the other more? I feel like everything... If we would go to only one or go to both or alternate, there would be some factors that would coerce them to choose one side over the other. But I would want them to make the decision based solely on themselves. And even if their decision is to not practice a religion, that would be up to them.
Okay. When you were growing up, what role did religion and spirituality play in your life?
Like I said, I was always a practicing Catholic, and it was always kind of like a guiding force behind what I did. There are times when, I mean, I'm not going to say I sat down and thought about religion all day, every day, but it was always like a little voice, like the angel on your shoulder, I guess, a little voice in the back of your head kind of helping me make the right decision, the better decision. Maybe not the best, but... I guess, like, more of a guiding force, like my conscience.
Okay. Do you think that if your parents hadn't, you know, taken you when you were younger, do you think that you would have come to this religion on your own? Do you think you may have found a different path, or even maybe no path at all?
I don't think I would have been at the same position that I'm at now. So I am grateful for them giving me the opportunity. That being said, the path that I feel like they had set me on diverged a little bit once I came of age, again, with the realizations I talked about earlier. So I definitely wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have religion, and I wouldn't have had religion without my parents. But to say that I would be walking a completely different path or no path at all, I couldn't answer.
Okay. Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Yes. It's taught me how to be patient and also not to really sweat the small stuff. So, like, circling back, I guess, to some of those, like, what would you tell your younger self? Like, slow down and don't regret as much. With work, you kind of have to take things as they come. Unless you're the boss, you're going to have to do what you're told. And you can make of it what you want. I'm fortunate with my job now. I don't have to take a lot of work home with me, so that's another thing. Another lesson that I've learned is just kind of leave your stuff at the door. Like, don't bring your problems home with you. Don't bring your personal problems to work. It helps me separate who I am at home and who I present myself as professionally.
So you would say you have a good work-life balance?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. How do you think that helps you at work, you know, knowing that when you come home, you don't really think about it when you go there. Your mind's all focused.
It is pretty nice. Starting out, it was a little difficult to separate the two, but I've been there for almost 2 years now, and now it's nice. I could be having a really rough day at work, and I know as soon as I get home, all that stress is just not going to be there. So it helps me push a little harder at work, knowing that come 4 o'clock, I'm done.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments you want to say to me or ask me?
Not that I can think of. Those are some good questions you asked me. Pretty thought-provoking.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you sitting and talking with me today, and I hope that this experience was pleasant and that you were able to do a lot of introspection.
I was. And thank you for the opportunity to do so.
Of course. Thank you. All right. Are we done? Are we done?
Are we?
For 20 minutes.
Sure.
That's good.
Good.